Today's daf is Vachim daf Mem Zayin, and we are 7 lines from the bottom of daf Mem Vav Amid Beis. So we began the last Mishnah in Perek Beis Shammai, a Mishnah that's really a prequel to the first Mishnah in the Masechta. Mishnah discusses the basic halacha l'shma, l'shem shisha dvarim azavach nizbach, a kohen that's doing the avoda with the carbon, whether it's zvicha, like the Mishnah discusses, or kabbalah hilacha zrika, had to have in mind proper kavanas. What were the kavanas? So the Mishnah says 6 kavanas: l'shem zevach, l'shem zeveach, l'shem Hashem, l'shem ishim, l'shem reyach, and l'shem nechayach. If the carbon that was being brought was a chatas va'asham, which are unique in that they're bolach chaper, the ba'al chet, then there was a 7th machshava the kohen had to have. He had to have in mind that it was brought l'shem chet. The first Mishnah in the Masechta really picks up where this Mishnah leaves off, and that is what happens if a kohen had a machshava of shaloi l'shma. So the pet calls vachim shenizbuchu shaloi l'shma k'sherim ela shaloi alu l'baylon l'shem chayva chutz min ha-pesach v'achatas. Over there the halacha is a machshava shaloi l'shma. Then when we say that a machshava shaloi l'shma is kosher in a meratza by all zvachim, of Chatas and Pesach. And when we say that by Chatas and Pesach it's Shaloi L'shma, it doesn't mean Shaloi L'shma of any of the Shvarim mentioned in the Mishnah. It means only Shaloi L'shma of those two. What the sugi is referred to as Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailim. So if a Kayim would bring an Oilo L'shem Shlomim, meaning he messed up in L'shem Zevach, it's Kosher V'ina Meratzah. If he'd bring a Chatas L'shem Shlomim, it would be possible. L'shem Zevach as well. If he's bringing Reuven's carbon and he has in mind Shimon, then kol hazvachim are kosher v'ein meratzah. Pesach and Chatas are going to be possible. Regardless, the Gemara is going to discuss some more halachos as it relates to shaloi l'shma, as it relates to machshavos ha'poslos. We're going to have a very big chiddush in this morning's daf that's going to lend itself to some really lomdei shared. Either way, zok the Gemara, Amar Avida Merab, Chatas sheshavta l'shem oila psula l'shem chulin k'sher. So that's the first mission of the Masechta. A Chatas shaloi l'shma shinui kodesh is possible. Thus, chata sheshachto l'shem oil is possible. Stating that, l'shem chulin k'shera. If the kohen was bringing the carbon chatos and he had in mind shinui kodesh, but not a different type of carbon, but rather when he was bringing the carbon, he had in mind that he's bringing it l'shem chulin. So then already the halacha is kasha. Amar Rabbi Elazar, my time of the Rav, v'le'ichalu as kachim b'nei Yisrael. It's not from a pasuk. Kachim mechalalim kachim, ve'ein chulin mechalalim kachim. Only a machshava about kachim can be mechalal an avoda in kachim. But a machshava about chulim doesn't have the ability to be mechalal avoda in kachim. If you remember, this memra of Rav was one of the topics of Dav Gimel in Masechta Zvachim. Over there, the Gemara attempted to explain Rav's halacha misvara, the mina machriv, the loy mina, loy machriv. And the Gemara got sidetracked with a whole bunch of complicated halachas in the sugi of Tumas Klicheres. But the maskonas of Gemara is what the Gemara quotes right here, and that is that it's true a chata shaloi l'shma is possible, but only if it was l'shem a different carbon. But if it was l'shem chulin and has nothing to do with svara, it's v'lo yechalu as kachim b'nei Yisrael, kachim mechalim kachim ve'en chulin mechalim kachim. So who said this? Rav Yehuda in the name of Rab, Masiv Rabba, Am Rav Yosi from our Mishnah. Rav Yosi said af mishalei hayu b'libo l'shem echa mekol elu kasher shu tenai bezdin. Rav Yosi said that even though there's a halach of l'shma, but stoma is kilishma, and not just that, bezdin doesn't even want you to think l'shma, because if the kohen's going to think l'shma, he may trip up and he may accidentally think shaloi l'shma. But it sounds like from the Mishnah tain is Rabba that only stoma is kasher. Time of the shloi how you believe by klal, how you believe l'shem chulim possible. What would be if the kohen had a machshava, not a machshava of stoma, but there was some bad machshava, even if it's l'shem chulin, it sounds like from the Mishnah it's going to be possible. It's not what Rav Amale Abaya said. Dilma loy haya klal kasha umiratza, how you believe by l'shem chulin kasha v'ena miratza. I don't know if it's a dirk. Rabbi Yossi said, "Af mishal yehaya beliba l'shem echad mikolelu kasha." Meaning, Rabbi Yossi said stomas kasha, and it's a good deal. If stomas kasha, it sounds like that oila or chatas l'shem chulin is going to be kasha. It's only stoma that's kasha. But if there's some level of a machshava hapiselas, even if it's l'shem chulin, there the halacha is it's going to be possible. I Rav said chatas sheshachta l'shem chulin, the halacha is kasha. teretz is, you have to know what kosher means. Does kosher mean kosher meratza, or does kosher mean kosher ve'enai meratza? Rabbi Yossi was discussing kosher umeratza. Kosher umeratza, that's only stoma, because chatas l'shem chulin is going to be kosher, but it's going to be enai meratza. So it's not a steer. Rabbi Yossi is discussing where it's going to be okay l'katchila. It's going to be kosher, it's even meratza. It's a 100% legitimately good carbon. That's only true if it was done with a machshava of stoma. When Rav said that chatas l'shem chulin is going to be kosher, he meant kosher ve'enai meratza. It's like shaloi l'shma by kol hazvachim, where the halach is it's kosher ve'enai meratza. The chiddush is that here it's a chatas. A chatas shaloi l'shma ordinarily is pasul, kamash malon, that it's going to be kosher, but it's kosher ve'enai meratza, so it's not a diyek. Rav is discussing a kosher ve'enai meratza. Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah is discussing a kosher umeratza. Om Rav Elazar, chatas sheshachta l'shem chulin, k'sher, this halacha, mishum chulin psula. Meaning, Rav Elazar is distinguishing between a carbon chatas that was brought with the kavana, with the machshava, that I want it to work as if it's chulin, versus a kohen that's doing the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and he thinks that when he brings the carbon, he's actually bringing chulin. So it's not pshat that he knows he's bringing kachin, he's just doing it with a machshava l'shem chulin. He actually thinks that he's bringing chulin. So said Rabbi Elazar, although it's true, Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, this halacha, that kachin mechalim kachin vein chulin mechalim kachin. So even a chatas that shaloi l'shma is possible, but it's only chatas l'shem oilu that's going to be possible. But chatas l'shem chulin is going to be kosher, but it's only if he knows he's bringing a chatas, he just has in mind the kavana of chulin. But let's say he thinks he's bringing chulin, there it's going to be possible. And the reason it's going to be possible is because then he has a din of a mesasek. And a mesasek, we know, is as if he didn't do the maisa. So here too, it will be as if he never did the avodah. So what's a mesasek? Mesasek is that a person hears tkiya shofar, but even realize he was listening to tkiya shofar. A person's learning kriya shema, but even realize he was learning kriya shema. So if you do something not even realizing what it is you're doing, then even if you hold mitzvah saint tzrichas kavana, you have a din of a mesasek, and the halach is that it's as if you didn't do it. So if the kohen is doing an avodah, but he doesn't even realize he's doing an avodah, he thinks he's shachting chulin. Lo and behold, he was shachting a carbon chata. So that's already a game changer. That's a whole different story, because that has nothing to do with machshav. Now already you're running into issues of mesasek. That's an issue that permeates kol haTorah kula. The bottom line is, it said Rabbi Elazar, it's true a chatos l'shem chulin is going to be kosher. That's because the kohen knows he's bringing kachim. It's just a question of his machshava. But mishum chulin is going to be possible. The Gemara says, how do you know mesasek is in fact possible when it comes to kachim? How do you know that if somebody does the avodah in kachim and he's a mesasek, it's possible? Shenemar. So Rav Huna told Shmuel, it's learned that from a pasuk. It says, "V'shachat as ben abakar lefnei Hashem, ashet hishchita l'shem ben bakar." The shchita has to be at the very least l'shem ben bakar. The kohen has to know what he's doing. Amalei. So Shmuel, who was the one that asked the question to Rav Huna, told him, "Zubi yodeinu hi." We knew this. I mean, Rav Huna, I didn't need you for that. La'akev minai. My question was, how do you know that it's ma'akev? Meaning, if a kohen is mesasik, how do you know that b'dieved the carbon is going to be possible? And the only way it's ma'akev is if there's a second limud based on the principle of Shina Kasav Lakev. So Shmuel told Rav Huna, I know that pasuk v'shachat espan abakol lefnei Hashem ad shetei shchita l'shem ben bak. My question was, is there a second makar? Amalei said, there is a second makar. It says, l'tzoynchem tizbachu, and we learn from there, l'daitchem zivchu. Either way, the last line of the Mishnah said, she'ein ha-machshava ho'ileches elo achar ha'oived. Rabbi Yossi seemed to say something very, very innocent. He said that a kohen, when he does the avodah, has to be very careful. Can't have the wrong machshava, and as a result, it's actually better for not even to think lishma. Because although l'katchila l'shem shishet var mazavach nizbach, but stoma's lishma, and it's better for him to just be yoitza with stoma and not be mahadr to think lishma. Because what's going to happen if he thinks lishma? He might slip. He might trip. There's ikuli ufshuri. Remember the lashon of the Noda Bihuda in his tshuva when he discusses the lashon yichud. There's some twists and turns where maybe you can get tripped up somewhere. So just forget lishma. Don't think lishma like this. You're not going to think shaloi lishma. You'll be yotze with stam lishma. And then Rabbi Yossi concluded the Mishnah with a line: she'ein hamachshava hileches ela achara oived. I'm talking to you, the kohen. I'm talking to the oived because it's your vote that matters. Your machshava is the machshava that has an ability to pass a carbon. Now, at first glance, you would say, after learning 45 blad of Masechet Zvachim, Rabbi Yossi is not saying such a big kiddush. Nothing we should get that excited about. Of course, it's the kohen that's doing the avodah that has the ability with his machshava is to make a carbon pasul, whether it's shalei l'shma or whether it's pigel. Stating that, says the Gemara Masis, this line in Rabbi Yossi that said in machshava ilachas alacha, if it is actually not like a tano, the tanya went to the brayso. Amar Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yossi, shamati, I heard shehabaylim mefaglim, that if Reuven brings a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, he passes over to the Kehanim for them to do the Avodah. Reuven the Bailim has an ability with his machshavos to create pigel. Meaning, if while the Kohen's doing the Avodah, the Baal HaKarbon, I'm sitting in his living room, the Baal HaKarbon, maybe, but the Baal HaKarbon has in mind that the Avodas should be done chutz lezman and chutz lemkoyme, that would be enough to render the carbon pickle. Amar Rav, my time with Rav Lazar, Rav Yossi, need a pasuk for that. Amar Kra, it's learned out from the following pasuk. It says, "Vehikriv hamakriv karbonoi l'Hashem." The makriv is the Baal HaKarbon, and we see that it's referred to as Karbonoi, Ayin Rashi, for exactly what the limud is. But the bottom line, it's his carbon to a certain degree. On what level do we look at it as his carbon b'shas the hakrava, that he's the one that has an ability to be mefagel? So Rabbi Yossi said, she'ena machshava hilachas ala achar oivet, even though at first glance it would seem to be obvious, as the Gemara, it's actually not like Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yossi, who said shemati shehabaylem mefagel. Amr Abaye, Abaye said that this chiddush of Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yossi, that the kohen can be doing the avodah and the baylem have an ability to have a machshavas pigol. Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yossi is not the only one that said this chiddush. Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yossi, v'Rabbi Eliezer, v'Rab Shimon ben Elazar. So it's a little tricky. It's Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. All hold kulu sviru lehu zem mechashev v'zeh oyved have a machshava. That it's possible for one person to do something, another person to have a machshava, and that somehow will create a halacha, meaning you can marry one person's maisa with another person's machshava to make things happen. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yossi, Adamar, Lozer, Rabbi Yossi, this halacha we just said. The context is kachim, avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a concept of a machshava hapiseles, whether it's machshava's pigo, that's what Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Yossi was discussing, or whether it's a machshava of maybe shloi l'shma as well. But the bottom line is there's a concept of shamati shahabayla mefagl, even though the baylam is not the one doing the avoidah, but they have an ability to be mefagl. Thus, zem mechashev, the ze ois. Rabbi Lezer, who's Rabbi Lezer? Time to the Mishnah. Sheikh Levi Kechavim, Shchitasoi, Ksheir. Rabbi Eliezer Poisel. Rabbi Eliezer holds that if somebody would shecht for a guy, shechitas chulin, we're not talking about shechitas kachin, he would shecht shechitas chulin. The halacha is, even though Yisrael is the one that's shechting, and he had pristine machshavas when he went and shechted the chulin, still the carbon, well not the carbon, the animal that he just slaughtered is going to be considered posel because it's viewed as tekroivas l'avodah zarah. It's based on an idea that stam machsheves over kechavim, even by shchitas chulin, is l'shem avodah zarah. And being that the owner of this animal, this behemas chulin, is a guy, so we're concerned that maybe while the yid was shechting the animal, the guy had in mind that it should be l'shem avodah zarah. Now, at first glance, you're going to tell me, who cares what the guy was thinking? If the guy is the one that's shechting, then we care what the guy is thinking. But over here, ashoichet le over kechavim, a yid is the one that's shechting and he's doing it for a guy. And still we say that being that stam machsheves over kechavim is for avodah zarah, it's going to be a problem. So what do you see? Zem mechashev zeh oivet. So that's the second time that said. Rav Shimon ben Elazar is the third time. Tonight we learned in the Mishnah. Klal Omer Rav Shimon ben Elazar kol she'in kosher lahatznia ve'in matznian kamoyu huchshe lozeh vehetzniyoy ubo achar vehoitziyoy nischayev zeh v'machshove shozeh. Like a shmak the halacha, we'll repeat it. But the halacha in the context is the malacha of hoitzah, the 39th of the Lama Test Malachas, Moitzi, the halacha of Hoitzah, which is the topic of the first mission of Masechet Shabbos, Yitzias Hashayim Shtayin Shein Haba. So we know what the malacha of Hoitzah is. Stating that, not any time you carry something on Shabbos are you going to be chayav. The only time you're chayav is if you carry something chashav. Meaning, if you would carry something that's considered not chashav, you wouldn't be over the Isser Hoitzah Midei Raisa. Not just that, even if you carry something chashav, if it's a shear that's not chashav, that would also be enough to say that you're not going to be chayv. Omer Rav Shimon ben Elazar enters Rav Shimon ben Elazar and he says as follows: Kol she'in kosher latznia, if somebody carries something that people are not machshev, it's not chashev, people wouldn't usually hide it. Ve'ei matznia kamay, or it's something that is chashev, but he carried a shear that's not considered chashev, but somebody now decided that he's going to be machshavit. So it's something that people, the velt in general, is not machshavit. But one person, Reuven, decided the himitz chashav. And then Shimon went, who was not really machshavit, the thing that he carried. And he carried it. So again, it's something that most people are not machshavit. One person, he decided this is chashav by him. So he put it away, he was matzniya. Now somebody else who's not machshav that thing carried it. So the halacha is, nischayev zeh b'machshav shalzeh. Says Rabbi Shimon Elazar, the person that carried it is going to be chay. Because even though he himself is not machshav this item, but being that somebody was, and you carried that person's item, so that's enough to give it chashivus that you're now going to be over the halacha. What do you see? Says Abaya. It's the same concept. One person had a machshava, and the other person went ahead, and the other person carried it, and that's enough for him to be chayav. So we have three tanam that all said the same halacha. Zem mechashiv v'zeoyved. In three different sugyas. One said it in the context of shechitas kachim. The other said it with regards to the halacha of avodah zarah. And the third one was said in Hilchos Shabbos. Says the Gemara. Travayu islu the Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi. Everybody's going to hold the Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi. Meaning, even though all three tanam said a yosoy that's based on the same principle, it's not necessarily muchach that they were all hold of each other. So that's the arithmetic that the Gemara is going to go through right now. Everybody agrees with Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi was the one that said that zem mechashav v'zeh oivid works with regards to Shabbos. Says the Gemara, hashta b'chutz amrina b'fnimi baya. If it works with regards to Shabbos, certainly it's going to work with regards to avodah zarah and with regards to kachim. Why is it pashut that it would work with regards to kachim and those things? Says Rashi, mishum the ikur machshava is bekarbonos k'siv, because in kachim it says mefurish in the Torah lo yichashev. So a machshava is more potent when it comes to kachim. So madach zeh mechashev v'zeh oivid in hilchas Shabbos, certainly zeh mechashev v'zeh oivid in when it comes to shechting avodah zarah, and for sure when it comes to the real pnim shechting to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yosi, who said it dafka regarding kachim, regarding machshavas pigol, he was the one that said Shabbat, Shamati Shabbat lemefaglin lesu the travayu. It's not muchach that he's going to hold of the other two halachas. It's not muchach he's going to hold zemachashiv zeoivid when it comes to avodah zarah, or zemachashiv zeoivid when it comes to Shabbos. Because dilma befnim huda amrina b'chutz le'amrina. Maybe it's only true befnim. Maybe it's not true b'chutz. Befnim in the avodah of the Beis Hamikdash where it says in the Torah lo'yichashiv. Maybe here you have such halacha. Other places not. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, as it relates to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who was the middle shita, he was the one that said the halacha regarding avodah zarah. Islay the Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar islay the Rabbi Eliezer, he was the third shita. He was the one that said it regarding Shabbos. See, he's going to hold the Rabbi Eliezer. Hashtav Shabbos amrinon b'avodas keichavim ibaya. So if you said it by Shabbos, certainly going to say b'avodas keichavim. Rabbi Eliezer leslay the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Rabbi Eliezer is not necessarily going to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar because dilma b'avodas keichavim huda amrinon ke'ein pnim aval Shabbos melachas machshavos asra Torah. Bottom line is all the Gemara just did is that there were three tanam that seemed to say the same halacha. The halacha of zeh mechashiv zeh oivid. One said it with regards to avoid in the Beis Hamikdash. The other said it with regards to shechting l'avodah zarah. The other said it with regards to Hilchos Shabbos. And what the Gemara said is that there's svaras to say why you would say it by one and not say it by the other. The one where it's the most obvious to say this halach of zeh mechashiv zeh oivid is by kachim, because it says in the Torah lo yichashiv there's a concept of a machshava apisalas. So it makes sense. There's a should be an idea of zeh mechashiv zeh oivid. So just because the Gemara said Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yosi said Shabbat amati Shabbat. It's not muchach that he would hold the same chiddush of zeh mechashiv zeh oivid when it comes to shechting l'avodah zarah, or he'd hold it when it comes to melachas machshavos. If you hold it by Shabbos, that was Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. The names all are so similar, so it's easy to trip up here. But Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who said it with regards to Shabbos, madach by Shabbos, with melachas machshavos asra Torah, and has nothing to do with shechitas pnim, it's not even shechitas chutz, it doesn't even resemble kachim. Still, you say that concept of zeh mechashiv zeh oivid, certainly you're going to say it with regards to the other two cases. Where the Gemara is not sure, where the Gemara says there's a little bit of flexibility, was the middle sheet, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who said it with regards to shechitas avodah zarah. So if he said it regarding shechitas avodah zarah, koshkin as it relates to shechitas kachim, where it says in the Torah lo yichashiv. However, at the same time, it's not muchach that he would say it as it relates to Hilchos Shabbos. And on that note, hadron alach beishamet zokter. Gemara Vayikra Mishnah is El Mekayman Shal Zvachim. So we know there's different types of karbonis, and each karbon has its own Shulchan Aruch of exactly how the karbon was supposed to be brought. And is El Mekayman addresses that. So the Mishnah, Kachi Kadashim, Shchitasim V'Tzofen, Kachi Kadashim had to be brought on the Tzofen side of the Azara. What's the definition of Tzofen? So we've had it already a few times, a three-way machlaikis, where the Tzofen means literally to the north of the Mizbeach, or is it even the area that's north of the Mizbeach, Beinu Ulam the Mizbeach, or Rebbe Shita is that it's the entire Tzofen side, not only north of the Mizbeach towards the Ulam, but even north of the Mizbeach in the opposite direction. Regardless, Kachi Kadashim, Shchitasim B'Tzofen. Then the Mishnah gives examples of Kachi Kadosh. Par V'Sor Shliyim Akipurim, they were Karbonis Chatois, they were two of the five Chatois Apnimiyos, Shchitasim B'Tzofen. V'Kibul Domam B'Klisharis B'Tzofen. The Kabbalah has to be in a Klisharis, it has to be B'Tzofen as well. V'Domam Ton Hazoyah Albein Habad of Alaparoichas. The Par V'Sor Shliyim Akipurim, those are the Karbonis that the Kohen Gadol brought to Yom Kippur, in addition to the ordinary Zrikas that would have to be done on the Mizbeach, like every Karbon did, there were special Hazoyas. There were Mem Gimel Hazoyas. We know one mandam said Mem Zayin, one mandam said Mem Ches, but the pashtus is there were 43 hazoyas that were done. 16 of them were done Bein Abadim, 16 of them were done on the Pareches, the balance of them were all done on the Mizbeach. So Daman of the Par V'Sar Shlema Kippurin, Ton Hazoyah Al Bein Abadim, that was one set, Vala Pareches, that was another set, Al Mizbeach Hazoyah, Matana Achas Mea Mea Keves. Any one of these matanois is Ma'akev. That's why the Brisker Rav said his chiddush that even though Reb Chaim held that ordinarily zrikas shleivim kaimis kim kaimei dami, but being the Reb Chaim said that you can't be mekayim the minyan hazois when it comes to zrikas shleivim kaimis, it's for that reason when it comes to hilchas avodas yom kippurim over there zrikas shleivim kaimis is not going to be kim kaimei dami. Shiari adam, what they do with the shirayim of the par v'sar shleivim kippurim hayishoyfech al yisoy marabi shamazbeich achitza. So even though the avoid of this carbon was all done b'fnim, lefnaivelefnim, the zrikas, the Azoyas that were done on the Mizbeach were done on the Mizbeach Hazov, that's the Mizbeach that was in the Hechel, but the Shvicha Shiraim, that was done on the Mizbeach Achitza. Dimloy, Nosloy Ike. Shvicha Shiraim is not Mach. Parmanis Rafin, Visi'ir Manis Rafin, those are the other three Chatois Apnimiyos. The Parkoy Mashiach, the Parhelim Dovashot Sibur, and the Sir Avidas Kechavin. Shchitasim B'Tzofen, again, it's a Kachi Kadashim, so Shchit is going to be B'Tzofen. The Kibul Domen B'Klicharis B'Tzofen. The Domen Hazoya Ala Parechis, Valim Izbeach Hazov. So all the Chatois Aprimiyos had Hazoyos on the Parechis. The Chiddish of the two that were brought in Yom Kippur was in addition to them having Hazoyos on the Parechis, they also had Hazoyos, Bein Abad. Simply, the Kohen Gadol only went Bein Habadim, he only went to the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. Matana Achas Mem Ma'akevis, when it comes to the Chatois HaPnimiyos is dear too, each Matana is Ma'akev. Shiore Adam, what they do with the Shirayim of those Chatois HaPnimiyos, HaYishoyfich HaYisoyim Ma'arabi Shom Mizbeach HaChitzin. Dear too, they poured it on the Mizbeach HaChitzin. Vimboi Nosan Lo'ikev, Shvich HaShirayim is not Ma'akev. Elu Ve'elu Nisrofen HaBeis HaDeshim. The Parim HaNisrofen, by definition, means that the Basar was burnt. So where did they burn the Basar? So again, the Parim HaNisrofen had two parts. Two dinim in terms of what they did with the basar, just like every carbon did. Every carbon, some of the basar was eaten, some of the basar was burnt. Haktara seimurim. The parim anisrafin, part of it had the mitzvah of haktara seimurim, but the chelik of the basar that ordinarily would be eaten over here, it was nisraf. Where was the nisraf? It was nisraf on the Beis Hadeshin. Rashi says that was a place outside of Yerushalayim where they used to take the deshin, as in the Trumas HaDeshen, they would burn it there. That's why it was called the Beis HaDeshen. It was in that same place that they would burn the Parim HaNisrofen. So the Mishnah, again, is going to begins to describe all the different karbanas and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch of each one of these karbanas. It begins with Kachi Gadashim, Shchitasim V'Tzofen, that's the headline, and then we immediately start discussing subcategories. We immediately start discussing types of Kachi Gadashim. And what was the initial types of Kachi Gadashim that the Mishnah discussed? It discussed the Chatois HaPnimiyos. Really, we're Perek Hashem, I left off. So the Chomesh Chatois HaPnimiyos, the Par Helam Dovash Al Tzibur, the Par Koy Mashiach, the Sir Avodus Kechavim, what the Mishnah referred to as the Parim HaNisrofim and the Sirim HaNisrofim. Additionally, the Par Yom HaKippurim and the Sar Lashem, what the Mishnah referred to as the Par V'Sa'ir Shal Yom HaKippurim, that list makes up the five Chatois HaPnimiyos, being that they're Chatois HaPnimiyos, so Shchitasim B'Tzofen, V'Kibul Domon B'Klisharis B'Tzofen. Additionally, these Chatois had additional Hazois, ordinarily a carbon dam was only put on the Mizbeach. But the Chomesh Chatois HaPnimiyos had additional Hazois. What were the additional Hazois? In the case of the Par V'Sar Shliyim HaKippurim, someone Bein Abadim, 16. Someone on the Pareches, 16. As it relates to the other Chatois HaPnimiyos, they had 7 on the Pareches, 4 on the Mizbeach. all the chatayis apnimiyos matana achas mehem me'akeves. That's in contrast to the korbanos that were brought in the mizbeach achitzayim, where only one is ma'akev. Bishamai says by the chatas that was brought in the mizbeach achitzayim, two is ma'akev. The shirayim were always brought in the mizbeach achitzayim, and the shvicha shirayim says the mishnah was a ma'akev. The parim manisrofim, the sirim manisrofim, where did they actually burn the animals? It wasn't burnt in the beis hamikdash, but as the pasuk says, vahoytzias hadeshen el michutz la'machane, and they used to burn it in the same place that they burnt the deshen. Zok de gemara. So the Gemara begins with a deal. The Mishnah gives a general statement to really launch this entire chelik of the Masechta. Is that what Koyman Shal Zvachim? Kachay Kadoshim Shchitasim Tzofen. Notice it doesn't say anything about Kabbalah. Then when it starts going into the details of the specific korbanos, Par v'sar shliyim akipurim shchitasim b'tzofen v'kibul damim b'klisharis b'tzofen. Then we already start talking about the Kabbalah. So frek the Gemara, how come in the heading it doesn't say anything about Kabbalah? V'nisni nami v'kibul damim b'klisharis b'tzofen. Shouldn't it have said kachi kadoshim shchitasim b'tzofen v'kibul damim b'klisharis b'tzofen? Says the Gemara, keeping the kachim mitzayra the kibul damim b'yad, because being that included in kachi kadoshim is an asham mitzayra. It's one type of kachi kadoshim. An asham is and an asham etzayra is a type of an asham. And by the asham etzayra, the kohen did the kabbalah biyad with his hand, not with a klisharis shayre. So that reason, I left it out. If we would say kachi kadoshim kibul damim b'klisharis b'tzofen, it would sound like every single carbon that's kachi kadoshim requires kibul dam b'klisharis b'tzofen. It's not true, because the asham etzayra doesn't require a klisharis b'shas kabbalah. To the contrary, kibul dam is biyad. But the Gemara says, is that even true? V'loy v'ketari lo v'kamon asham nazav asham etzayra shchitasim b'tzofen v'kibul dam b'klisharis b'tzofen. It's actually a mafurish mishnah later. Mishnah nundalad amadeis. But then when the mishnah is going to discuss the halachas of the asham etzayra, it says mafurish kibul dam b'klisharis b'tzofen. So it didn't say kibul damim b'klisharis b'tzofen because asham etzayra? By asham etzayra kufa it says kibul damim b'klisharis b'tzofen. So the Gemara says as follows. It's true. Meikara savar kibul damim biyad hu shayre. The Tana held that being that there's a halacha that some of the dam of an asham etzayra kabbalah happened biyad, not with a klisharis. So therefore shayre, he left it out. And that's why we didn't want this general statement. But at the same time, kibud losagili elo b'kli hader tanya. But being that some of the dam needed a kli, that's why it was mentioned. In other words, the Gemara is going to explain this. Let's just speak it outside first. What the Gemara is going to say is that they're both true. Some of the dam of the asham mitzayras kabbalah happened b'klisharis, but some of the dam of the asham mitzayras kabbalah happened biyad. Being that some of it happened biyad, that's why shayre in our mishnah. We don't want to make this general statement of kibul dam b'klisharis because it's not true. There is a hechitimtza where you could do kabbalah by kachay kadoshim, and it's not going to be b'klisharis b'tzofen because some of the dam of the asham mitzayras kabbalah happened biyad. But at the same time, there's also a halacha that sometimes the dam of the asham mitzayras does require kibul dam b'klisharis. So it was omitted because we felt it would be a little bit misleading. It would sound like all the dam needs kabbalah b'klisharis b'tzofen, and that's not true. But at the same time, we didn't mention it when we said the halachas of asham mitzayras because some of the dam did require klisharis b'tzofen, and some of the dam did not require kibul dam b'klisharis. Tanya, where do we know this from? It's a brayse. It says v'lokach in the context of the asham mitzayra yochel b'kli. I would have thought b'kli tamadon v'venos man asina ba'atzmei shel koyin afakicha ba'atzmei shel koyin yochel aflam mizbeach. I would have thought that all the dam, even the dam that's going to go on the mizbeach when the koyin does the kabbalah, he should do it biyat tamadon merkicha chatos ha'ashamu ma chatos tuna kli. Just like chatos requires a kli af asham ton kli nimtzos ha'toymer. So comes that. Meaning, on the one hand, we have a drosh of a lokach v'nasan, manasina ba'atz mishal koyin, aflikicha ba'atz mishal koyin. It sounds like you do a biyad. And then again, we seem to have a drosh over here that to the contrary, it's dam b'kli, says the Gemara. How do you reconcile this? Asher mitzayra, shnei kayhanim, mekablin as dam. You have to say that there were two kayhanim that did the Kabbalah. Echot biyad, the echot b'kli. Zeh shekibli b'kli, bali eitzel mizbeh. Zeh shekibli biyad, bali eitzel mitzayra. Two kayhanim that did the Kabbalah. One kayhan did the Kabbalah biyad. Another kayhan did the Kabbalah b'kli. The kayhan that did the Kabbalah biyad, what did he do with his dam? He put it on the mitzvah. That's the v'lokach v'nasan. The kohen that did it b'kli, what did he do with his dam? He put it on the mizbeach. But the bottom line is, there was yesh v'yesh, and that's why you have these contradictory mashmoyes in the two mishnayos, because in reality, they're actually both true.
The following raid bite, originally recorded on Sota Daf Yud Tes, is relevant to the sugyas found on today's daf, and is therefore being included here as well.
So we're discussing now the carbon mincha that the Soita brought, specifically Machlokes Tanoim, a Mishnah, the Seder Hadvarim of the
Karban Mincha relative to the drinking of the Meisaita. If you look in the Psukim, it's very, very confusing. On the one hand, the Torah says, V'hishka asamayim, and then afterwards the Torah talks about bringing the Karban Mincha. But then right after the Torah talks about bringing the Karban Mincha, it says, V'acha yashka asamayim. So, first the Hashka, then the Mincha, first the Mincha, then the Hashka. In the final analysis, it was a machloikis tanoim. Now, everybody agrees that the only time the Mayim was able to have a hashpa on this Soita, in the event that she was either innocent or guilty, was if the Karban Mincha was brought. Zaysay Meres. Even though there is a shita that holds, Mashka v'achakach makriv, but that's poshit, that until the Karban Mincha was brought, drinking the Meisoita in and of itself did nothing. You needed the Karban Mincha in order for this to work. Right? That's klar. That's aleph bes. There's no machloikis whether or not you needed the Mashka and you needed the Mincha in order for this to play itself out. The shayla was just in the seidat form. Meaning, if you hold makra v'achakach mashka, so you bring the Karban Mincha, then she drinks, there's nothing else to do, so at this point, you're holding by the v'acha yishta nozayaya now. It's all over. We finished the parasha. Okay, so in the event that she's guilty, v'tzof says bitna, etc., etc. If you hold mashka v'achakach makra, so after she drinks, the situation is suspended, which we know that this could happen. Chus toilolo, we saw already. So there's an idea that just because she drinks doesn't mean it's going to happen right this second. So everything is on hold. You're going to bring the Karban Mincha, and only after the Karban Mincha is brought will this whole inyan play itself out. How do we know this? It's beforeish in the Torah. The Torah says that the whole inyan of the Karban Mincha was, it was maskeres avayin, or in the Lashon of Chazal, it was mevareres avayin. The Karban Mincha played an integral role in us knowing whether or not this woman was innocent or this woman was guilty. So with that poshita introduction, there's a veltskasha that Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote a whole sefer about. So Rabbi Yosef Engel, like Rav Shlomo Kluger, who was mentioned earlier in the daf, wrote many, 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 many svarim. And one of the svarim that he wrote is called Gvura Shmoinim. And the sefer Gvura Shmoinim is 80 terutzim to a kasha that he says he heard. He says, Shamati Makshim, I heard a Veltz kasha, and Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote 80 terutzim to this kasha. So what's the kasha that Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote a whole sefer about? It's a real kachim kasha. There's a man da'amar in Mesechtes Zvachim. It's Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Yossi, who holds that Bailim Mefakim. We know that if a Kohen does the Avoida, and he has a Machsheves Pigel at the time that he does the Avoida, Chutzal Zmanu, Chutzal Kohen Bois, and Aloch is, it's going to pass all the carbon. Poshit, who's the one that would have to have the Machsheves Pigel? It's the Kohen. The Kohen that's doing the Avoida, he's the one that would have to have the Machsheves Pigel. Stating that, Omri Rabbi Lozab Rabbi Yossi, Zvachim Em Zayin Omer Alev, Shamati Sha'a Bailim Mefakim. Ich hab gehört, Ashmua, Shabaiwa Mefakim. So Rabbi Yosef Engel said, Ich hab gehört, Akasha, and Rabbi Yosef, Shamati, Shabaiwa Mefakim. That is, you have a woman, she's in the Beis HaMikdash, there was Kinu and Stira, she knows she's guilty. But she doesn't want to admit it. She wants to stay married, she doesn't want to get divorced, she doesn't want to lose her ksuba. So she's actioning Zechais. Okay, we have it all figured out. She's going to drink from the Meisaita, and when she's going to drink from the Meisaita, if she's guilty, then Vitzov says, "Bit." And we're trying to dissuade her as much as possible. Ma'imin Aleh, Yehuda, Ruvain, she's going to drink. Okay, she's going to lose out, right? L'chayri, she has an Eitzah. You know what the Eitzah is? The only way the Ma'im is going to be Bayidik is if you bring the Karban Mincha. The Mincha is Mivarer Esavayin. It's Masker Esavayin. While the Koyein is doing the Avoida, she'll have a Machshavas Pigel. She'll have in mind Chutzla Zmanei Chutzlam Koyein. Rabbi Lozab, Rabbi Yosef said, Shamati Sha'a Bailam Mefaglam. That the Bailam can be Mefagl. So she's going to have a Machshavas Pigel. So then it's going to come out that the carbon's going to be possible. The car will be possible. No one's going to know it's possible, by the way. The only one that's going to know is her. And she will know that the carbon's possible. If it's possible, they didn't bring a mincha. If they didn't bring a mincha, it's poshit that it doesn't have the ability to be maskeres avin, mevareres avin. Right, if a non-coin would do the avoida, would it be mevareres avin? Of course not. You have to bring a bakashvas. So she'll have a machsheves pickle. Like this, it won't be mevareres avin. She'll go home scot-free. It's such a poshit eitzah. So Rabbi Yosef Engel said, Shamati machshav. I heard this kushya niflo that according to Lazar Rav Yosi who holds Bailam of Aglin, there's an eitzah for every soita that's tame. Later be mechashev, machshev is pigul at the time that the kohen is doing the avoida, it's going to knock out the mincha. If there's no mincha, even if she drinks from the mayim amarim, it's not going to be payal on her, and if that's the case, like this, she'll be able to get out of it. Rav Yosef Engel wrote 80 terutzim, there's a whole sefer called Gvurah Shmoinim to answer this kasha. So I just want to mention a few of the terutzim. I'm going to go through this very quickly. Now, a lot of these terutzim, I didn't go through all of them, but if you go through these terutzim, this is classic Rav Yosef Engel, meaning there's tremendous chidushim, there's pilpul, there's charifus, there's diyukim. It's vintage. But just to get a tam and a little bit of a flavor, and again, I'm being mocked in these achidushim, but just to get a little bit of an idea of what's tutzichta on the sefer, we'll start with the first teretz. The erech the teretz that Rabbi Yosef Engel says is that the emes is this whole idea of baila mefaglim is a very big chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? Because the halach is ein adam oyser davish in a shaloi. I can't make something that's not mine also. Ein adam makdish davish in a shaloi. You can't sell something that's not yours. You can't do anything, really, to something that you don't own. If that's the case, Baila Mefaglin, L'chayra, who owns the carbon once somebody is makdish it? Hekdish owns it. Amirasa L'gvaya is kemisirasa L'hedyet. If that's the case, how's it shayach that the Baila Mefaglin? Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, I want to say a chiddush. That when Rabbi Elazar Yosi said, Shamati Shabaila Mefaglin, he was talking dafka about kachem kalim, because he held like Rabbi Yosi Aglili that holds that kachem kalim is mam and bailam. And being that it's mam and bailam, so you are a bailam in it. And if you're a bailam in Mela, you have the ability to be mefagel. Now you can ask me, but as it relates to kachem kadoshim, which nobody holds as mam and bailam, you don't even have a sheet as Rabbi Yosi Aglili. So over there, the bailam wouldn't be able to be mefagel. The carbon mincha is the kachi kadashim. Every mincha is kodesh kadashim. And if that's the case, then there's no bailam mefaglim when it comes to the carbon mincha. Now he says, now you're going to ask me that if the bailam can't be mefaglim by kachi kadashim because of the fact that it's not mum and bailam and ino the moistam dava shayna shalai, so why could the koyin ya be mefaglim? What's the difference between the bailam and the koyin? The koyin shouldn't be either be able to do it. Said Rabbi Yosef Engel, there's a ran in the darim on the flam mitvava meralef where the ran says, quote, the adam oisne dava shayna Shaloi al yedei maisa. There's a chiddush from the Ran that even though ain't adam maisa davar sheinu shaloi, but al yedei maisa adam maisa davar sheinu shaloi. So he says it's kemin chaymer, like a gold button, like Rashi said earlier in the Masechta, that as it relates to the kohen who's doing a maisa, he's doing the avoda. So over there, adam maisa davar sheinu shaloi. So he could be mefagel even by kodesh kadoshim, as opposed to as it relates to the bailim. The bailim. And the Bailam was not doing a maisa. So by kachim kalim, where there's shittas Rabbi Yosi Aglili that holds a kachim kalim is mom and bailim. So over there, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yosi holds shamati shabailim afaglim. But as it relates to the carbon mincha, there it's not going to work. Now, just to speak out one knech that needs a little bit of beer, and that is when Rabbi Yosef Engel said that a person that's bringing a carbon mincha, for example, because it's kachim kadosh and is not considered the bailim, he doesn't mean that you're not really the bailim. Because we know that one of the machshavas that passel a carbon is shaloi lishma, and shaloi lishma means either shinu kaidish or shinu bailim. Shinu bailim means that the kohen, instead of having a mind this right bailim, had a mind a different bailim. Where Rabbi Yosef Engel means is avada do bala carbon is the bala carbon, is the bailim of the carbon, kishmoy kachi. But it's not a mumminous thing of bailis. It's more of a bailis that the toitsa and the effect, the kapara, the ritsu, whatever's supposed to come from this carbon is going to belong to me. But in order for me to asser it, I wouldn't have to have a mumminous bailis. I would have a mumminous thing of bailis. And for that already, I don't have by kachi kadashim. Nobody holds you have it by kachi kadashim. And as a result, you're going to be stuck based on the halacha of ein adam ois nedava shein shalai. That's his first teretz. Second teretz, teretz hey, the fifth teretz. There's a Gemara in Masechta Zvachim, Daf Chav Tes Amar Aleph, for the Loim Dei Kachim, where the Gemara says that the only time a person can have a Machsheves Pigel is if it's, quote, this is the Lashon HaGemara. It has to be a Mokum that's Meshulish Bedam, Bebasar, Ube'emurim. And there's a long Tosfos in Zvachim, Daf Chav Tes Amar Aleph, where Tosfos brings a Machlekes Rishonim, had to understand Pashim Shana in this Gemara. Pigel requires a mokim meshulish bedam bebasav emur. Pashit pshat, it means is that the machshava of chutzum koimai had to be that you're going to do whatever you're going to do in a mokim that is a place where you can eat basar, where you can be makter, and also a place where you can do zrika. Lafuke the hechel. Ayin zvachim dafchav tesam and aleph. But Tosfos brings a yesh mefarshin, where Tosfos says that what it means is that the machshava itself has to take place. The Eish Mefarshim, the Mokke Meshulish Hainu, the Be'inon Sheyamoid, HaMechashev B'Mokke Meshulish. Prat lo oimed chutz ba'azara, as opposed to someone that was oimed chutz ba'azara, the shoychei pesakin arucha, which it's before the Gemara, it's bachim, is a kosher shechita. But at the same time, if a person would be standing chutz la'azara, he's not in a makim that's mishulish b'damim, and he would have a machsheves pigel, but chaygavna wouldn't be a machsheves pigel, because the makim that the person that's being machashev is standing has to be a makim ha'mishulish. Zakr b'Yisim Fengel in his fifth teretz, that according to this, it's bashit. We're going to make sure that the woman is not going to be in the azara. If she's not going to be in the azara, just like the koyin has to be in the azara in order for it to be machsheves pigel, because there's a tanai in machsheves pigel, has to be a makim mishulish b'damim b'basav emurim. So it's you talking, the Bible have the same tanai. So what we're going to do is we're going to take her out of the makim azara. She won't be standing there. She won't be standing there. So like this, you don't have to worry about this whole issue. Teretz Tesvav, the 15th teretz, just to get a little sampling here, the 15th teretz that Rabbi Yosef Engel said to this kasha is a murder teretz. He says, the maksha in this kasha was making a hanocha. The hanocha is that the woman is the one that's bringing the carbon. Is it so passionate that she's the one that's bringing the carbon? So if you look at the pasuk says, "Vehevi ho'ish es ishtoi el akoyin, vehevi es karbona aleha." The husband, vehevi ho'ish, that's obviously the husband. Vehevi es karbona aleha. He should bring her carbon on her behalf. Asirus eva kemachsoirin lo itzukal Hashem liten alavoyin ki minchas kenoy sum miskeres minchas ikari maskeres on. So it sounds very much from the pasuk that who's really the one that's bringing the carbon? It sounds like he's the one that's bringing the carbon. The emes is, if you look in the Ramban. In his Pirush al HaTorah, the Ramban says like this: Ulefi daiti tam ki minchas kenois hu yachzer al reish hapasuk. Right, the pasuk says you bring the carbon ki minchas kenois hu minchas ikari maskeres av. It says the Ramban in the Pshutei Shal Mikra, minchas kenois hu is a pirush on the beginning of the pasuk. Yoimar, what did the beginning of the pasuk say? She yavi ha'ish es hakarbon al ishtai kloimar bim kaima, that he should be the one that brings the carbon. Why? So the pasuk is giving the time of the carbon. Why is he bringing the carbon? She should be the one bringing the carbon. Ki minchas kenoisi, because the whole heftz of the carbon is lahaskar avoyna. It's to clarify, to find out whether or not she did the savera, and to be masker in the makom hamikdash. The einenu roish tevienu he mishala. Abel hu yakriv mincha l'sham sheyikanes kenosa v'inkenes nikmasa mimenu. This is his Indian. He's taking revenge. He's exposing his wife. That's what's going on over here. And it's for that reason he's the one that brings the carbon. But the Bible, if you look in the Ramban, you look at the Chizkuni, he says it in a different nosach. It sounds like the Hevi as carbon, like he's the one that brings the carbon. So Zokr B'Yosef Engel, if he's the one that brings... By the way, in today's daf, we saw who did the tenufa. She's the one that did the tenufa. So it's not so pashut. But I'll call upon him, this makim, to say that really he's the Bailam on the carbon. And if he's the Bailam of the carbon, then Shamati Shabailam Mefaglam, who's the one that would have the machshav espigel? She anyways would not be the one that be allowed to have the Shabbos Pigel, and if that's the case, that's Teretz Tezvav. That's the 15th. The 15th Teretz is going to be Miyosha. Teretz Yud Ches, the 18th Teretz. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, makes a tremendous diak in a Rashi in Masech Tezvachim. Yosef Engel says like this: I want to say a chiddush. I want to say that the only time Rabbi Yosef holds Baila Mefaglin, that's if the Koyin, when he was doing the Avodah, he had no machshava. So the Koyin was stam. He had no machshava. But let's say the Kohen was doing the Avodah, and he had a machshava that I am going to feroise this carbon kehilchasa. Mamish, b'chol pirotel v'diktukah. Then, even if the Bailum would have a machshavas pigel, it wouldn't work. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, Avadik. If you look at Rashi, in Zvachim Amzayin Amad Aleph, Shamati Shabailum Afaglim, Rashi says, Shamati Shabailum Afaglim ba'avodah sakoyim. Im kibel akoyim b'shtiko. If the Kohen did the Kabbalah b'shtiko, the Chishvay ha-Bailam Aleh al-Pigol, havi-Pigol. So Rashi says that the Kohen had no machshava, and then the Bailam had a machshava, spigol, it's going to be a pigol. Why did Rashi need that line? In Kibbalah ha-Kohen b'shtiko, what's it necessary? You'll tell me what you mean. That's the whole point. The point is that the Kohen didn't have the machshava, she had the machshava, or he had the machshava. Obviously, that's what's going on over here. If he had a machshavas pigel, then it's of course a machshavas pigel. Why did Rashi have to speak out? It's a festa ha'ara. In kibel hakoyim b'shtiko. It's the poshet. So Rabbi Yosef Engel, vayisleis Rashi saying a chiddush. You know Rashi is coming to say that the only time Bailam ha'mefaglim is if it was taka b'shtiko. But the minute that the Kohen would have a machshava, not a machshava's pigle, fakert, a machshava that's fakert from pigle. So b'chai gavna already, then there'd be no mokum anymore for Baal Mefaglim. And says Rabbi Yosef Engel, if he's there, that's the 18th teretz. That's this gevaldik chiddush. He wants to say that Baal Mefaglim is only if you have no machshava. So we're going to make sure by the mincha site that the Kohen's going to have a real proper machshava. If the Kohen's going to have a proper machshava, like this, you're not going to have an issue. Teretz chaf aleph. Two more. Teretz chaf aleph. Says Rabbi Yosef Engel, that we know Tosfos in different places in Zvachim and Rashi and there's a Mishlam Melech with Rambam. There's a lot of raid on this. The Rishonim discuss what is Machshava's Pigel. Pashtun means a Machshava, right? You had a Machshava, Chutz L'Zmani, Chutz L'Mkoymer. Tosfos has a Sofik in a bunch of places that it could be Machshava's Pigel, Machshava's not enough. But you'd actually need a Dibur. You'd have to say the Machshava. And if you don't say the Machshava, it's not going to be okay. So Yosef Engel said that if you hold that Machshava's Pigel has to be a Dibur, then it's very Pashtun. We're going to have Shomrim. And the Shomrim are going to be watching this Froy. And we're going to make sure that she doesn't say something. Now, let's say she says something anyways. Let's say she says it. Then she's an Eni Shaisa. Yotzev, Beloy Ksuba. So that's easy. Then she's anyways going to lose out. But the whole point is she could have a Machshava, right? Only the Eibishter knows the Machshavas of a person. But the Teretz is, if you need to speak the Machshava, so then it's very easy. You're going to watch her every move, and we'll see what she's going to do. One more. Teretz Lamed Zayin. Teretz number 37. We know that if somebody says one thing, and has a mind fakert, it's dvarim shabalev. And dvarim shabalev ain't a dvarim. So said Rabbi Yosef Engel, have a posh etza. The etza is we're going to tell the woman, you have to say the following. Read after me, right? Say these words. I hereby have a machshava that everything she'd been done, b'toich smane, b'toich b'kayme, whatever exactly the machshava is going to be. Now, what are you worried about? Maybe she was thinking fakert. Who cares if she was thinking fakert? Even if she was thinking fakert, it's going to be dvarim shabalev. And dvarim shabalev is eight. But al-Kaponim, we just mentioned five of the 80 terutzim. The Rabbi Yosef Engel with his great charifus and his great kaych ha-pilpul and kaych ha-chiddush seh in his sefer gburish moinim. But I just want to mention one postscript, and that is, there's a sefer called Avoy Vam on Masech Tzvachim, and he brings in Tzvachim Daf Mem Zayin that he found in one of Reb Chaim Kanievsky's svarim that they asked Reb Chaim this kasha. They asked Reb Chaim, Vozokstov, this kasha from that Reb Yosef Engel wrote a whole sefer gburish moinim on. And Reb Chaim said, the teretz is pasha. That's a pasha teretz. So pasha the teretz, based on the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Lam Vavam, but we're not holding enough in Kachem. But he said teretz is so pasha. What's a machshavas pigel? Let's take it from the beginning. A machshavas pigel is you're doing a shchita kabbalah hilachas rika, and you have a mind to either eat the basar chutz l'zmanay or chutz l'mkaymay, be makter the emurim chutz l'zmanay chutz l'mkaymay, do the zrika chutz l'zmanay chutz l'mkaymay, or do the shvicha shirayim. If it's a carbon mincha, so you had a mind to do either the haktaras hakoymitz, which is the equivalent of side zrika and side haktaras emurim of a regular carbon, or to eat the sharia mincha, chutzlis manay chutzim kaimai. Right, that would be the taich of a machshavas pigel. Reb Chaim said, based on the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Labim Vavam and Aleph, that's poshit, that the only time a person can have a machshavas pigel is if the kohen that was doing the avodah was being mechashiv for something that he himself could control. So if this is something that you have control over, it's something that you're a balabos to do or not to do, so then you can have a machshavas pigel. So a kohen who's doing shchita, and he has a mind to do the zrika chutz l'zmanay, he could do the zrika, he's a kohen. Right, he has the credentials to do his rika. He has in mind to do the Akhtara Simurim. He could do the Akhtara Simurim. So over there, there's going to be a chutz l'zman, a chutz l'mkoymer. So said Reb Chaim Kanievsky, what is her machshavas pigel? What is she going to do? The kohen's going to be doing the kmitza on her mincha sayur, on her mincha sayta. She's going to have in mind that what? That I'm going to do the haktaras hakoymer, chutz l'zman, a chutz l'mkoymer. She's an isha. She can't do the Akhtara. Oh, she's going to have in mind that a kohen's going to do it. How could I have a mind that someone else is going to do? That's the Lashon HaGemara in Zvachim Lamed Vav Amaral. Kol Kemine, you can't have a machshava that's going to say that someone else is going to do something wrong. It doesn't work. So there's no way for that machshava to be a machshava. Oh, I know what it's going to be. She's going to have machshava. She's going to eat the Shiari HaMincha. Shiari HaMincha is Kachi Kadashim. And Kachi Kadashim, if you say Ezo Mekayman, is Nachal Zichrei Kuhuna. Only men are allowed to eat it. So there's no chelik of this mincha that she has any control over. And as a result, you can't have a machshavas pigel. I the Gemara says shamati shabaylam afaglim. It's poshit. Shamati shabaylam afaglim is where the baylam had a machshava that he's going to eat. Let's say his kochim kalim, which is somebody has a lab to chutzas man and chutzam koymai, or he's a koyin chves. But the bottom line is, it's where he's bekoyach to be able to do it. But to the extent that you have no control, you have no shlita over what's going on over here. So b'chay gavne, it's poshit that this is not going to work. The emes is when we learned zvachim, we spoke this out. He said over, this Yesod I found is a Rashash. The Rashash is a Masech, it's Gittin, it's Tafnun Gimel Amid Beis. It's a Gemara, it's a Mishnah really, it's a one-line Mishnah, Perakan HaZaken. The Mishnah is on Tafnun Dal Amid Beis. HaKoyhanim ShePiglu B'Mikdosh Mezidin Chayofim. A Koyin that has a Machshavas Pigl, he has a Machshavas Pigl B'Meise. So the Aloch is Chayiv. Chayiv has a Mazik, right? A Mefagel is a Mazik. Bavakamad Afayim Ad Aleph. Arba Ovis Nazikin, Rabbi Yishiya had the Yud Gimel Ovis Nazikin, Rabbi Chiyah had the Chav Dalet Ovis Nazikin. The Gemara says, Minyana the Reish Lamut Emay, Minyana the Sefer Lamut Emay, Rabbi Chiyah's 24 Mazikin Lamut Emay, Lamut Emay Sir Mephagel. Right, so a Mephagel is a Mazik. And there's a whole sugya. If a Koyin has a Machshav as Pigol, is he Chayiv as a Mazik or not? Hezek Nikr Shmei Hezek, or Hezek Nikr Loi Shmei Hezek. Right, because you don't see the Hezek. So that's a whole sugya. And it's a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Gittin, Daphne and Dalet on the base. Zokdi Rashash, a Ha'orin Nifla. Hakoyhanim shepiglu? Why did the Mishnah say Hakoyhanim shepiglu? Only a coin could have a machshavas pigl. A zar could also have a machshavas pigl. How so? Shchita k'sher bazar. You can have a machshavas pigl b'shas shchita. So shchita is k'sher bazar, and being that shchita is k'sher bazar, so why is a koyhanim shepiglu? Why did the Mishnah say the same halacha with a zar? Anyone that was mefagel, why koyhanim would be madgish koyhanim? It's not be koyhanim. Usually it's koyhanim. It doesn't have to be koyhanim. Or Yisrael could have a machshavas pigl. So to Rashi Asher Dover Nifla, he said Mamish Reb Chaim's Gemara that it's mavur in zvachim lamed vavam and aleph kol kamine, that the only time a machshava is going to be considered a machshava is to the extent that you're having a machshava for something that you yourself are able to do, but to the extent that you can't do it, so then the machshava is stam nothing. It's a chuk of a tlula. It's not going to be considered a machshava. What could a zar do other than shchita? So zar could do shchita. He's going to have a machshava spigel. What would be the machshava spigel? To do the haktara chutzasman, he can't do haktara. To do the zrika, he can't do the zrika. Shvicha shiram, he can't. The only thing he can do is he can eat. What could he eat? He can eat kachim kalim if he's the bailim. We're discussing a mazik. If you would have a machshava that you're going to shter your own carbon, b'stachnish ka mazik. So the only way it would ever be shayich pigel, it is shayich pigel by a zar. But you're not going to be a mazik because it would have to be yours. That's why the Mishnah in Gittin, which is handling Hilchis, chayvelu mazik. It's the sugi of hezek nika, hezek ein. But I'll upon him this year, sorry for a pchay. So just to end, now we're really ending. But just to end, I'll tell you that I found mamish a mitzia, and I left the sefer. But... oh, so I just found that this Inyan, there's a sefer called Mishmar Alevi. We quote from the Mishmar Alevi a lot. It's from Rav Moshe Marcha Schulzinger, one of the Cheshuvim in Bnei Brak, a Talmud of the Briskerov, and it was a Makurv with the Stipler, Kiyadua, for those that know. But the bottom line is he wrote many, many Sfarim, and unfortunately they're very, very hard to get. So I recently got a hold of the Mishmar Alevi Madura Kama. Madura Tinyana is available. Madura Kama, you need Mizrahi for. But the bottom line is, this is Madura Tinyana, and I found it, and Madura Kama, I'm sorry, and it's Simin, this is in Simin Pei Beis, Be'inyan Habayla Mefaglim, the Rablaz Rabbi Yossi. I looked in the Mafteach, I said, maybe he brings Rabbi Yosef Engel's Kasha. He brings Rabbi Yosef Engel's Kasha. The whole simon is on Rabbi Yosef Engel's Kasha, and he brings a Dover Nifla. He found in one of the Stechemet Sfarim. So it seems that the Stechemet had brought this Kasha. Maybe this is the Shamati that Rabbi Yosef Engel is referring to, just to close the loop on the story. So he says like this, V'zel loshen ha-Stechemet, v'akoyin ha-Godol, yedidi ha-Goyin, Rav Shloima ha-Koyin, Meirut Tzedek b'Vilna, mechabe sefer ha-Yakur binyan Shloima kosavli, v'zel loshen. So Stechemet said, I received a letter from the great Cheshek Shloima, the Binyan Shloima, Rav Shloima HaKoyim Mivilna. Quote, Basi Leheir, this is Rav Shloima HaKoyim talking to the Stechemet. Basi Leheir b'masha kosav mar neiro yor b'sifroi Stechemet b'chelek divrei chacham and simen memalav b'shem ha-goyin Rav Chaim Berlin shnehikshu kushya atzuma. The Rav Allah, the Rav Yosef, is welcome em zayin debayin gankin yuchayin lefagel im kein heichi meshkachas lo diyiv deku ha-mayim do yuchayin lefagel ha-mincho v'shuv lo yiv deku ha-mayim. Ubishloima lahat toisvis the beinon dibur. Listen to the way he handled the question. You need dibur yeshloimer the meshamre moisa shalait tefagel. Avladas Rashi van Rambam. The gam machshav the grade mayelis lefagel kasha. This was his kasha. Said Reb Shloima Koyim in Vilna to the Stechem, and it's a kushya atzuma. But he said so posh to me the answer. Mikol makom nira bara the machsheves pigol leishayich bebailim rak bishlomim the nechal bebailim.
The Hechi Choshev Al Menashe Yoichel Abosse Ba'atzmoy Chutz Lizmanoy Uchutzam Koymoy.
Mincha Soita Nami, the Einu Nechelos Elo Lekayhanim, Ein Machshavtum Ayelos Klom. So, Mamish, this teretz, Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote 80 terutzim to this kasha. And Reb Chaim said, it's posha to me. The teretz is based on the Gemara Zvachim Lamed Vav Amad Aleph. Machsheves Pigel has to be something you control over. But if you have no control over, it's Kol Kemine. Matzasi, the Reb Shloim HaKoyim Mivilna wrote to the Stechemet that I saw in one of your Svarim, so many, that I saw in one of your Svarim that you brought this kasha b'shem Reb Chaim Berlin. Maybe he's the makar to this whole kasha, but I'll go upon him. He said to me, the teretz is pashit. And he was mechavin. Shneim nischavnu ludover echad. Rav Shloim HaKoyim Mivilna, right into the Stechemet, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky more recently. I will stop here.